campaigning. What life looks like for people with PSP and CBD. Results from the Neurological Alliance's My Neuro Survey 2024 help provide vital insights into life with PSP and CBD and how people affected by the conditions feel about the care they are receiving. Impact on health and daily life. Movement, 91%. Communication, 77%. Fatigue, 63%. Vision, 53%. Navigating the healthcare system. Understand condition and treatment options, 76%. Felt supported by the health system, 56%. Happy with their experience of healthcare, 27%. Did not meet their needs, 33%. Last year, we encouraged you to take part in the Neurological Alliance's My Neuro Survey, the largest patient experience survey in the UK for people with neurological conditions. Thank you to everybody who took part. The results, which were published in June, show the real-life implications of living with PSP and CBD and highlight just how urgently better care and support are needed. Surveys like this and our own PSPA survey are vital to help inform care and provide the evidence needed for our campaigning activities to improve services across the country. Delays in diagnosis. Unsurprisingly, many face the long and frustrating journey to diagnosis. The survey, which gathered responses from 249 people living with PSP and CBD, revealed that almost half, 44%, waited between 1 and 3 years for a diagnosis. Shockingly, nearly 1 in 5 had to wait 4 to 5 years. These delays in diagnosis deprive people of timely access to the right treatment, services, and emotional support at a time when they and their families are under significant stress. Impact on health and daily life. The majority of respondents reported challenges in key areas of health most associated with achieving the best possible quality of life. Movement 91%, communication 77%, fatigue 63% and vision 53% were among the most affected functions. Many also experienced difficulties with sleep, memory, bladder and bowel symptoms and mental health. These challenges have a huge impact on quality of life. Completing simple daily tasks, staying active and enjoying hobbies or social activities were difficult for the majority of those surveyed, 80%. Relationships also suffer, with 63% reporting how they struggle to maintain family ties and 60% reporting a strain on romantic relationships. Over half, 57%, had to give up work or study and 52% face financial difficulties. A third of respondents said they find daily life regularly or always challenging. Navigating the healthcare system. Accessing appropriate care is another barrier faced by people living with PSP and CBD. While most, 76%, said they understood their condition and treatment options, just over half, 56%, felt supported by the health system. Worryingly, only 27% said they were happy with their experience of healthcare, with almost a quarter, 33%, saying that it did not meet their needs. Over half of respondents, 59%, had a consistent health and social care professional, so they don't have to repeatedly explain their condition. Sadly, a significant 29% do not. And while 64% felt comfortable discussing mental health with healthcare professionals, only 10% said mental health services fully met their needs. Use of healthcare services was high, with 74% reporting hospital visits, almost half, 49%, used emergency care at least once. Services such as speech and language therapy, 91%, neurology, 90%, and occupational therapy, 85%, were widely used. Up to a quarter of respondents said those services didn't meet their needs. Moreover, critical services remain hard to access. Neuropsychiatry, inpatient neurorehabilitation, and neuropsychology were cited as particularly difficult to reach, as were pain services, counselling, and respite care. Just over half, 56%, said they could easily access follow-up appointments when needed. Support systems. The survey highlighted the importance of support networks. While 78% received some form of financial assistance, such as benefits or grants, only 30% accessed professional support funded by the NHS or local authorities, and 15% had to pay privately. Living conditions and income. Most people with PSP and CBD live with a partner, 78%, but 11% live alone, highlighting the need for targeted outreach and support for those at risk of isolation. Financially, 21% of respondents lived in an annual income of under £20,000, compounding the stress of managing a complex health condition. Research. Among those living with PSP and CBD, there is a strong appetite for research participation. The majority, 81%, expressed interest in taking part in studies, and over a third have already done so. This shows a strong desire among people with PSP and CBD to contribute to better understanding and improved treatment options. Thank you to everyone affected by PSP and CBD who completed the survey. The findings starkly underline gaps in diagnosis, care and support that we know from PSPA's own work and will inform how both PSPA and the Neurological Alliance work in future. To build on the findings from my Neuro survey and to ensure we have the most detailed up-to-date feedback from our community, we're now conducting our own PSPA survey. If you are living with PSP or CBD or are a carer of somebody who does, you should have been sent an email inviting you to take part. Together, these insights will help inform better care and support and will inform PSPA's campaigning and influencing activities over the coming years. Who completed the survey? Of the 249 respondents, 91% were aged 65 and over, and almost half, 48%, were over 75. The gender split was nearly even, 51% male and 49% female, and most lived in England, 86%, with 7% from Scotland, 5% from Wales, and 2% from Northern Ireland.